with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother there and his disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then speaking to his disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour on, he took her into his home. And after this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on a spring of hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over his spirit. The Gospel of the Lord. Let me speak about Mary, the mother of the church here, and draw from this 19th chapter of the Gospel of John. There is mention here of the beloved disciple in this text today. The beloved disciple is represented at the foot of the cross with three women. And reflecting on the Gospel of John, there is multiple commentaries written on who this beloved disciple really was. He appears four times in the Gospel of John. And if you have your Bible, you will look up chapter 13, where he appears at the Last Supper. Clearly, he is very close to Jesus, whoever he is. He's not named, and he only appears in the Gospel of John. No mention anywhere else except in this last section, chapter 13, and here we have chapter 19. He will appear again in chapter 20 after the resurrection. You might remember Peter and the beloved disciple run to the tomb when Mary Magdalene told them about Jesus having risen from the dead and appeared to her. And then again, he'll appear in chapter 21 at Tagba. Could it be Lazarus? Way back there in the Gospel of John, and only in the Gospel of John, in chapter 11, there's an interesting story told about Martha and Mary send word to Jesus saying, "The one whom you love is sick," meaning Lazarus. In due time, Jesus comes to Bethany. Lazarus has died. And Jesus weeps at the tomb of Lazarus, which gave the impression to some commentators that maybe the beloved disciple was Lazarus. Others thought Mary Magdalene was certainly a beloved disciple. She is the first in the Gospel of John to witness the resurrected Jesus. Clearly, she's a person of privilege and a person very close to the Lord. Could she be the beloved disciple? Could it be the Samaritan woman who appears in the Gospel of John and only in John? Remember the woman he met by the in Samaria, by the well, the woman who was married five times, became the first to go forth and preach Jesus. She went back into town and told, "I have found the one foretold in the Old Testament." Or could it be Nicodemus, also a fellow who appears only in the Gospel of John? So all they went around and around on this. And of course, the prevailing opinion for many years was this beloved disciple was indeed John himself. It was an autobiographical reference. Well, around and around, all these commentaries, lots of commentaries written on this. And Raymond Brown, who is probably the consummate Johannine scholar, he says, it's not one person. John represents any disciple. All disciples are beloved. And he stands there as an image of all disciples of Jesus Christ, men and women. He's an image. That's typical of John's gospel, by the way. As you know, the gospel of John is different from the others. It has second and sometimes third level meanings. You'll find that over and over again in John. Unique to John. You won't find it in the other gospels. So if Raymond Brown is correct, he says, this is not one person, this is an image. It represents each and every one of us. It represents the church, the uniqueness of each disciple who makes up the community we call church. And therefore, the mother of the church is the mother of each and every one of us. Each disciple, each follower of Christ can call Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of the church. The theology expressed by Raymond Brown fits very well into our notion of Mary, the mother of the church. It's a very personal connection with the Blessed Mother. And given the fact that we have such a unique devotion to the Blessed Mother in our Catholic tradition, it fits very well into our spiritual journey. You know, we say the Rosary, we have novenas to the Blessed Mother. She's very central. Second Vatican Council gave great attention to the Blessed Mother. And the Council in writing on the Blessed Mother said, if your theology, your Mariology on Mary is correct, then your Christology will be correct. So keep that in mind. In some very personal way, each and every one of us is bonded to the Mother of Jesus as she is the Mother of the Church, and we are the Church. So carry this awareness of the kindness and the caring of the ideal Mother who lives in God's presence and is somehow very personal, intimate to each and every one of us.